What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently Costco is jumping into the lucrative prescription drug one-hour delivery market, which again illustrates how every retailer in America is now being driven by big pharma profits. Okay, apparently down on that Mexico border, the Texas National Guard deployment will end next week. Now, a portion of wall has been built, but certainly far from the complete thing here. All righty, over in Germany, far-left Antifa extremist broke into the apartment of a real estate company employee and viciously beat her in an ongoing war against a luxury apartment development in Leipzig. What that has to do with being opposed to fascism or anything, I don't know. They act like the brown shirts. You, Antifa, go beat up this person. We were talking about this murder, massacre, if you will, of Mormons in Mexico. And apparently they've arrested a suspect. And apparently they caught him literally with hostages in his car. And they found this guy in the town of Agua Prieta, which borders Arizona, was in possession of four assault rifles, ammunition, and several large vehicles, including a bulletproof SUV. Now, here's where it gets kind of interesting, because apparently one of the relatives of the dead Mormon said this was all about an argument over smuggling routes. And if you know anything about the way drug cartels are protective of their smuggling routes, then all of a sudden it puts it in a whole different context here. Now, the U.S. press has been horrified by Trump's shoot migrants in the legs, and were horrified that Trump wanted to have U.S. forces at the U.S.-Mexico border charge migrants with bayonets or shoot them in the legs, and everybody went, how could you do that? Well, why don't you look at what the Israeli snipers are doing to the Palestinian protesters? What do? They shoot them in the legs. No big deal there. They're just Palestinians. Who cares? Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is saying there's a huge scandal developing there. Testimony by Obama ambassador confirms she directed embassy staff to monitor American social media on the Biden-Soros-Ukraine scandal. Being spied on yet again here. Apparently, the war on American history continues. And out in California, Port Angeles, actually in Washington State, the leftist mayor, Cece Brook, is calling for the removal of a silhouette featuring armed U.S. soldiers that adorns a fence that has been built to protect a Liberty Bell replica in the city's Veterans Memorial Park. Now, the fence is new, and it was approved earlier this year by the city government and was paid for using private donations. And the mayor is saying, tear it down. We can't have Americans seeing Americans, you know, standing up for liberty and the rest of that. Over at the University of Warwick, they have erected a Lenin wall with the famous LIHKG icon, Lie Pig. Now, Lie Pig has now been torn down by campus security because some mainland Chinese students complained the pig is racist. You know the old wisdom about you can't make everybody, you can't please everybody. Why bother trying? Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about this high school teacher who was accused of having sex with a student 46 years her junior, and apparently, rather than be arrested, she and her husband, barricaded themselves in their home and were killed in a SWAT-style raid. All right, over at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, they've had a bit of a court victory in which individuals can force the government to purge records of their First Amendment activities. This was a case called GAMS versus FBI. The United States Court of Appeal for the Ninth Circuit ordered the FBI to expunge a 2004 memo it created that documented the political expression of news website antiwar.com and two journalists who founded and ran it. Ninth Circuit required the FBI to destroy the record because it violated the Privacy Act of 1974, which is a federal law that supposedly includes a proviso prohibiting federal agencies from maintaining records on individuals that document their First Amendment activity. None of the government's business what you're doing under the First Amendment. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Yesterday in our third hour, Dave from Crucial Nonsense and I were talking about planned obsolescence and so forth, and apparently Netflix will stop working on older Samsung smart TVs next month. And they're saying the change is due to technical limitations and you really should upgrade to compatible equipment. Well, we don't have a Netflix account and I wasn't thinking about getting one anyway, so it doesn't really affect us. But it's another example. You get something, you get it up and you get it running and it's working fine, and all of a sudden there's a change. Oh, we're sorry, you know, we're going to change this and you're going to have to either buy an adapter or a whole new TV. Speaking of Netflix, there is a scam alert out. There's an email contract to steal your username and password. And basically the email tells Netflix users their account has been put on hold. It says, we're having some trouble with your current billing information. We'll try again, but in the meantime, you may want to update your payment details. Users are then urged to update their account via a link embedded in the email, leads to a website that looks almost identical to the official Netflix sign-in page. And we're seeing a lot of these, not just with Netflix. Your social security number is going to be disconnected. Your social security number has been detected being used for criminal activity. We're having to shut down your email box because of perceived bad behavior. Just log in here and update your account and all will be well. I got to tell you, some days it just feels like I get more scam email on my smartphone than legitimate traffic. And getting back on over to Tesla, another little bit of an embarrassment. Nobody died, fortunately. But, you know, they have this driverless Tesla that you can now summon using a smartphone app. And somebody got this on video where a smart summoned driverless Tesla model went down the wrong side of the road. A little bit of a whoopsie there. And another little whoopsie, and a reason why I'll never have one of these in my home. Amazon's Ring video doorbell allows attackers to steal your Wi-Fi password, at which point they could launch a variety of cyber attacks using MITM against other devices connected to the same network. Okay, story out of 12160. Man pleads guilty to stalking and controlling ex-girlfriend's car with his computer. I want to step back to this Ring doorbell situation because there is something that most people can do. They don't. Yes, you have your password, but also if you go into your Wi-Fi router, there's a place where you can literally set up a filter that filters by the IP of the allowed device. Set that up and you have all the appropriate IPs in there. Even somebody with your Wi-Fi password, but working from a device that's not on the approved IP list, they're not going to get through. Security thing here. Apple has rolled out yet another update, fixes, an app-killing bug. And David is saying some have a MAC address hardware filter. Yes, there's that as well. I mean, you should use whatever's out there to keep your system secure. So, anyway, Apple's rolled out another update. Just can't seem to get it right. All right, Google has killed its Daydream project. And as a result, they have decided to place the software for their Cardboard virtual reality into open source. They're making the code available for developers. And it's basically the building blocks to making a Cardboard VR application. Now, if you don't know what I mean by that, the Cardboard VR is a set of cardboard goggles that will hold your smartphone horizontally in front of your eyes, and the software will split screen it so that you have left and right views. And of course, it's not as good as some of the dedicated VR goggles, but it's fun to play with a little bit here. Now, Elon Musk is backing an AI company that has just released its text generating robot. And apparently this robot is capable of taking a snippet of text and extrapolating that small piece of information into a much larger document. And apparently somebody fed a phony headline into this AI, and the bot was able to produce a fairly convincing fake news story based on the prompt. I can just see the prostitutes and the correspondents out there saying, "How dare you build a robot that lies to the public? That's my job, gosh darn it." Okay, Facebook has now done a flip-flop. They're going to revise their political ad policy after Hillary warns that Zuckerberg should pay a price. Now, Twitter banned all political advertising. Facebook said, we're going to continue to accept political ads, and we don't care if they're verified or not. We're not in the business of verifying what our advertisers say. Of course, Facebook is in the business of silencing anybody who says something they don't like. Facebook says they're going to basically revise their policy and that they will, in fact, try and impose filters that will look out for political lies. The irony here, of course, is that politicians have long held that the First Amendment protects their right to lie to you. That is considered protected political speech under the First Amendment. Well, I disagree with that. The First Amendment was created to protect the truth, not the lies. Anyway, apparently Facebook fought to keep a trove of 4,000 pages of confidential internal memos, and they've now been made public. Somebody got hold of it, put it on out on the web. Investigative reporter Duncan Campbell released a vast swath of internal emails, reports, and other documents from the early 2010s that detail Facebook's internal approach to privacy and how it worked with app developers and handled their access to user data. Now, the documents were originally compiled as part of a lawsuit that the startup 643 brought against Facebook for cutting off its bikini photo apps access to the developer's platform. The documents were supposed to remain under seal, but they got leaked. Let's hear it for the leakers. If it weren't for the leakers, we wouldn't be getting any news. Two former Twitter employees have been arrested and charged with spying for Saudi Arabia, and they're saying they may have even been involved in the Khashoggi murder. And the complaint was unsealed yesterday in San Francisco, and it detailed a coordinated effort by Saudi officials to recruit employees at Twitter, look into the private lives of thousands of Twitter accounts. Alrighty, getting a new science and health. A new study published at the beginning of the week found that more parents are claiming that due to their religious beliefs, their children should be exempt from vaccinations. As you know, states are passing all these laws saying parents don't have a right to refuse. No matter how damaging vaccines turn out to be, they don't have a right to refuse. Well, some of these laws still allow for what's called the religious exemption. I imagine those are going to start being knocked down real quick because, you know, after all, it's money. Getting these kids to take these 30 vaccines, most of which are based on patents owned by CDC, it's a huge revenue stream. We're talking billions of dollars every year. Up in Canada, Health Minister Christine Elliott made an appearance at a Rexall drugstore in Ontario where she claims to have gotten her free flu shot. But examination of the video of her getting the shot shows there wasn't actually a needle in the syringe. Proving once again that when it comes to politicians, vaccines for thee, but not for me. Okay. Let's take a quick look. There's been an update on, yeah, they're still screaming about vote fraud over in Kentucky. Okay. All right. This one's a little bit scary. A story came on out of UNS.com saying that in the United Kingdom, National Health Service is going to be allowed to deny treatment to sick people if they are deemed to be racist or sexist. Now, this goes so against the Hippocratic Oath. I can't imagine that NHS doctors are going to go along with this, but that's the idea they're pushing, that if you don't espouse the approved points of view, you're going to be they're just going to let you die. That's very scary. Over in Los Angeles, there's been a surge in cases of leprosy. And I'm sure for most of you, you think, oh, I thought that went out with the Dark Ages. Well, it's still around and the symptoms can be treated, but it's a big problem down in Mexico right now. And because of the open borders, it's now a big problem inside Southern California. And doctors are issuing warnings. Hollins University, which is an all-women's college in Roanoke, Virginia, will now admit biological male students who identify as female. Jane Fonda is out there pushing the human-caused global warming agenda, saying we have 11 years until there's a climate catastrophe, so we must mobilize by the millions in the streets to stop it. Now, many years ago at 20th Century Fox, I got to briefly meet and talk with Jane Fonda, and she was much more mellow and calm back then, so I don't know exactly what's happened since then here. Several blasts of Arctic air will bring an early winter to the Northeast. Seeing the same thing over there in the Pacific Northwest. And as I said at the top of the show, they're expecting the first sticky snow of the winter here in Indiana over the weekend. So as you know, the global warming people had to drop the polar bear as their mascot because the populations are actually booming. And now the leftists are claiming penguins are gay and are being killed by climate change. That's just a little bit out there, I think. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
OMG! people are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, over at the New York Times, their stock has plunged after the company reports continued declines in advertising. Well, that's going to happen when people stop reading your website or reading your newspaper. In fact, there are some people out there saying that online advertising has turned into a bubble. Got to keep an eye on that one here. And let's see, I'm looking at the results for the Kentucky governor, and there's something really weird here, because apparently a lot more people voted for the attorney general than voted for the governor. So something very weird going on over there. Yeah, there's obviously an issue. If you go to the polling place and you're going to vote, you're going to start with those top officials. Okay, over in Africa, there were these missionary nuns who were working in Africa, who had taken vows of chastity, and two of them have now become pregnant. Catholic churches out there saying, wonder how that could happen. As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen an increase in seismic volcanic activity pretty much all the way around the globe. And some people are saying it's a cause for concern. Others are saying, no, that it's just part of the normal fluctuation that we see in geological activity. But apparently this last volcanic eruption in Tonga that lasted 18 days created a new 1,300-foot island, wiped out a smaller one completely. I remember when we were having our big eruption over there on the Big Island in Hawaii, and that was quite spectacular. Apparently, there is a new controversy having to do with the Roger Stone trial, where the judge has allowed known anti-Trump feds serve on the jury. I thought the whole point of jury selection was to find a pool of jurors that didn't have a dog in that hunt. In this case, again, we're seeing the court get loaded up. Question that came out of government slaves, it's a good one. The independent media, that's us people, were exposing the Epstein corruption at the same time ABC was covering it all up. So who is the fake news and who is the real news? Now, Joe DiGenova is saying that the IG report will be delayed due to the Durham grand jury. I don't know about you. I'm getting really frustrated about it's coming. The IG report's coming. The FISA report's coming. It's almost here. Look, when you have it, let me know. I'll pay attention. Until then, just shut the heck up. Because I'm tired about hearing all this stalling tactics here. All righty. Apparently, Homeland Security will soon have biometric data on nearly 260 million people. Question is, how accurate is it? We're talking before about egregious business practices as the economy tightens up. Apparently, AT&T has been caught switching customers to more expensive plans without asking them first. All of a sudden your bill goes up and you call on and say, what's going on? They say, oh, well, you've been moved to plan XYZ version 2. I didn't ask for that. We didn't ask you. So, apparently the feds have raided a New York tech firm suspected of selling Chinese equipment to the U.S. military. It's all about the weapons traffic. It's all about the money. All about the money. Apparently, NBC is being called on the carpet for treating the Harvey Weinstein story the same way they treated Jeff Epstein. Say it didn't meet their editorial standards. And again, this is the ultimate hypocrisy. NBC went on air with Saddam's nuclear weapons. They went on air with Saddam's sarin gas. They went on the air with Trump's collusion with Russia. Don't give me this editorial standards. This is outright censorship. This is protecting the golden children, if you will. Tulsi Gabbard was interviewed on Breitbart News and saying that don't have a nation if we do not have borders. And she's absolutely correct on that. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Adam Schiff has stumbled over his own feet yet again. Apparently, they put up a transcript at docs.house.gov, which neglected to redact the name of their top-secret anonymous whistleblower, which we've already known for several days, is Eric Ciaramella. And, of course, people are digging into this Eric and discovering that he was also part of this whole Russiagate hoax. So right now, Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, they don't really have anything. They're going to try and create the illusion in the mind of the public that Trump is really bad and that anything they do to remove him is therefore justified. And no, it isn't. The Constitution of the United States of America specifies exactly what conditions have to exist for there to be an impeachment. They don't have anything. So, apparently, landlords are now invading the privacy of their tenants using these smart home devices. And again, not that I have anything to hide, especially at my age. That's why I won't have these devices. If you are a conservative and let's say you have a pickup truck and let's say that you have stickers on the back that support hunting and Second Amendment rights, patriotic emblems, apparently law enforcement is saying gun thieves will now target those vehicles, steal the firearms. So if you're going to have those kind of stickers on your truck, you might want to think about having a gun vault installed in the bed of the truck that's lockable with a really good, strong lock. All righty. China has now banned kids from playing online games after 10 p.m. I think that's actually a good idea. There was actually a story that came out earlier in the week about a kid who just played video games for so long, he literally dropped dead. And of course, these computer games are literally designed with the help of psychologists to make them addictive, to keep people playing, especially those games where you have to purchase add-ons. That's why you see so many of these ads on TV for this or that game, download now for free. They're not giving anything away for free. What they do is you get into the game and realize you have to have these other expensive add-ons to stand a chance of actually accomplishing anything. That's where they make their money. Apparently over in Great Britain, they're shooting a documentary about the Skripal case. And apparently BBC just grabbed this cul-de-sac to turn it into a set and really didn't inform the residents as to what was actually going on. So they got all upset here. Italy is going to make studying climate change compulsory in schools. Question is, are they going to teach climate change as being part of nature? Or is this just more forced indoctrination of the children that this is all your fault and you will pay carbon taxes and you will buy carbon credits and you will let us control more of your life than we already do here? Okay, here is a little bit of sage advice for those of you who like to take selfies. Now, I don't do selfies. I think it's a symbol of how our culture has become vain. But apparently over at the National Museum of Ancient Art in Lisbon, there was the statue of Saint Michael, and this Italian tourist, Nuno Miguel Rodriguez, climbed up on the statue to take a selfie with it and knocked it over. This is a 400-year-old statue, and they're saying it can't be repaired. It's just shattered that bad. So be respectful. Be respectful. If you're in that selfie generation, just be careful and be respectful. Okay. I mentioned that one here. And apparently Katie Pavlich is tying ABC's Epstein cover-up to the Clintons and Stephanopoulos. Dobbs is also out there saying the FISA report will be explosive. But they're all trying to tease us with all of these promises about the DOJ report, the IG report, the FISA report. Where are they? When do we get to actually look at this stuff? Apparently, Russia and China are joining forces in the Arctic. And apparently, it's the Arctic is now in play in the geopolitical spotlight. A lot of oil and gas up there on the abyssal plain, and China is feeling obliged to carve out its own footprint up there. Reminds me of the movie Ice Station Zebra, where the Americans and the Russians actually have a small skirmish near the North Pole. Could really happen here. All righty. Another comment about Adam Schiff and how basically he hasn't said anything that's truthful ever since Trump came to power. We already talked about the Netflix scam. And Brian Stelter's take on ABC Epstein's story shows everything that's wrong with journalism and media today. Media isn't here to educate and inform. It's here to control what you're thinking. And reminds me of that wonderful movie that was made about the life of Edward R. Murrow. And it concludes with his wires and lights in a box. That applies equally well to the modern world of computers and internet. Either we choose to make it something of use, we choose to use this technology to educate and inform and inspire, that's a good thing. And if we fail to do that, it becomes just another content delivery platform, and Republic is lost. Okay. Story over at Investment Watch blog describing Warren's Medicare for All is the longest political suicide note in recorded history. And it really is. I mean, it sounds really good. She's pandering to the crowd of people who are chronically ill because of what's in the drugs and what's in the food. But every time somebody comes up and says, how are you going to pay for all of this? She just sort of shrugs and says, well, we'll figure out a way after, you know, after I've won the election and we get Medicare for All, and then we'll figure out how it's going to get paid for. So. Apparently Bernie Sanders is out there saying it's time to break Facebook up because Facebook is treating user data as a bargaining chip. And that's your data. That's your data that they're talking about here. Story coming on out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain assuring us that we've just experienced our hottest October ever, beating the 2015 record by 0.018 degrees Fahrenheit. Still pushing it. They're still pushing global warming, global warming, global warming. Even people who live around here, this part of Indiana, are saying it's coming in harder and sooner than normal. All right, everybody likes to point at the electric cars as being the solution to global warming and to pollution. And I would like that to be so, because I'm one of those people who thinks that electric cars are the wave of the future. But it's an unrealized potential, because apparently there are thousands of tons of unprocessed battery waste being dumped by drivers in Great Britain. And right now, the electricity that charges those electric cars are coming from the exact same oil and coal-fired power plants as all the other electricity. Ultimately, I think this is going to work, but there's a long way to go. And we're not seeing the political will to actually make it happen. So, apparently, Representative Eric Swalwell is trying to add to the list of Trump's impeachable offenses. And Swalwell is now saying it's an abuse of power to remove an ambassador for political reasons because you don't like what they're doing. Well, the ambassadors, and for that matter, so many of the other federal government positions, serve at the pleasure of the president, who has every right to let them go if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Okay. We already talked about the Koreas. Apparently, out in Genesee County, New York, there was this 76-year-old homeowner, heard a knock at the door. And when he went to open the door, an intruder wearing a ski mask put a gun in the homeowner's face, demanded money, ordered him to the room where it turned out the victim's double-barrel shotgun was stored. And that's why you have guns in your home. All right, another story, this one out of Investment Watch blog. Buy gold before Marxism destroys your money. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking with somebody about, you know, what do we do about the billionaires? We have to take the money away from them. They'll never let it go. The only way you will undermine their power is if the money is allowed to become utterly worthless. Then we can hit the reset button and start all over again. Alrighty. Bill Gates isn't so sure about Elizabeth Warren's proposed wealth tax. The wealthy won't be. Oh. Next one. Come on, come on, come on, come on. There we are. There was this Antifa punk who sent a Good Samaritan to the hospital. The judge has thrown the book at him. That's good. Got to start sending a message. This kind of behavior is not acceptable in a civilized country. And what's really alarming to me is how Antifa goes on out and, well, like they beat up that real estate agent and the police don't seem to want to do anything about it. And corporate media won't report it. Antifa are still being held up as some kind of counterculture heroes. They're not. They're brown shirts. So, already talked about that one here. CDC has been petitioned to admit they accept corporate money. Of course they accept corporate money. They have all along. Okay, Soros dropped $800,000 to defeat a Republican district attorney, but she won anyway and mocked him in her victory speech. Apparently, what are being described as aggressive animal rights activists targeted a blind man, 30, for keeping a guide dog that they claim should be running free in the fields. They really are nuts. And by the way, many, many years ago, before Claire, before Broadzilla, I was dating a young lady who was a volunteer for guide dogs. And go get a puppy, and we'd house train it and give it some basic lessons. Then we'd turn it back in and get a new puppy, which was kind of a heartbreaking moment to do. But if it wasn't for the need for these guide dogs, they wouldn't be alive in the first place. There's a new survey out that found that the upcoming election is a significant source of stress for 56% of U.S. adults. And I fit into that list. I absolutely, absolutely do. All righty. Los Angeles Times blamed the U.S. victims in this massacre by the Mexican cartel. That prompted a huge backlash online. So, there's this disabled woman. She's filed a lawsuit against police after body cam footage shows officers tasing her while she was restrained. She's saying, no, wait a minute, not so fast. She looked at us mean. She made stink face at us. Article out of governmentslaves.com. Can crypto revive Swiss banking? Swiss banking's been in trouble, mostly because they're not as secretive and secure as they used to be. Another example of the cops. This is three cops enter the home without a warrant and taser the father holding his baby, which means the kid got a jolt as well. They are, in fact, they're out of control. They're absolutely, absolutely out of control. So ABC is basically on a purge, going after the leaker of the bombshell video about Epstein. they think they've identified the source. So, Chelsea Manning whistleblower, bad. ABC whistleblower, bad. U.S. Army is getting ready to test a high-powered laser cannon that can incinerate drones, planes, helicopters, and missiles. Good luck on that one. I wonder how they solved the thermal blooming problem. Okay, there's the music. We're going to do our last commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over at the Google Play Store, they have pulled the app for PragerU. PragerU is this conservative organization. They had their own app, and it was available at the Google Play Store. Google has now taken it down without a word of explanation. So there's literally a war against conservatism in this corporate social media. All right. Over the last week, there have been these flyers showing up on certain college campuses saying it's okay to be white. And people say, yeah, it's okay to be white. The polar bears are saying it's okay to be white. The snowmen are saying it's okay to be white. No big deal. But now there's a new dimension because apparently in the latest seeding over at Western Connecticut State University, there was a second set of flyers saying Islam is right about women. That's going to horrify everybody there. And that's the whole point. This is a classic poison the well psyop. I'll tell you right now, it's a given. Whoever's putting out this Islam is right about women is not the same people saying it's okay to be white. They're trying to blend them together so they can say, oh yeah, it is a hate crime. Say it's okay to be white. Sneaky. All righty. Privacy warning detective permitted to override privacy settings of 1.2 million users of DNA site. Really, the entire system is set up as a new system of control over our lives, worse than 1984. George Orwell never even dreamed about anything like this. And again, as a sign of the decline of our civilization here, there's a video where this mother is kicked in the head and beaten unconscious in front of her children at a roller rink by a couple who took her disabled son's skate frame. This couple just said, oh, that's cool, that skate frame, let's go take it. And they beat this mother unconscious. We've lost our civilization. We've become very uncivil. And apparently Elizabeth Warren has been granted immunity from smearing the Covington kids, and the judge has now removed her from the lawsuit. It's good to be politically connected here. Apparently parents are suing a school board for teaching their daughter girls are not real. Really is absurd here. Apparently conservatives are fleeing California for the America First red states. Glad we got here when we did. Okay, there is the music. It's time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show, although Steve Elkins is taking the microphone for this evening. And I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. So spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us financially because we really do need the help. And we'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So aloha, America.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.